I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett strumming his ukulele, sitting in front of his huge model train set, helping China usher in the Lunar New Year today on a video shown during China Central TV's annual New Year's gala. Why, you ask? Well, more than a billion Chinese travel during the New Year period, many by train, and Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, owns the railroad operator, Burlington Northern Santa Fe. So there you go. This is the year of the dragon. It's considered to be especially lucky compared to, say, the year of the rat, which is why Asia is bracing for a boom in dragon babies. The BBC's Hong Kong correspondent Juliana Liu reports.
The holiday fair near Victoria Park. There's a real carnival atmosphere here, especially since this is the year of the dragon, the most eagerly awaited sign in the Chinese zodiac. Dragon toys and puppets are everywhere. It's a special time for Ivy Ma, a housewife, and her businessman husband Jimmy. Much to their excitement and after careful planning, their first son should arrive in 2 weeks.
Ivy, let me start with you. Why was it so important for you to have a dragon baby?
For Hong Kong people, well, in our hearts, we believe that dragons are lucky. That's why I want a dragon baby.
In Chinese society, out of all the signs in the zodiac, the dragon is the most important. And I think they are smarter and luckier.
So what special preparations did you guys undertake to make sure that you would have a dragon baby?
A year ago, I went to a traditional doctor for a special checkup to make sure the baby and I would be healthy.
Well, I went to see the traditional Chinese doctor too. I also tried to smoke less and exercise more.
Good morning, Premier Medical Center. Isa speaking. Can I help you?
So many couples want dragon babies that it's put a particular strain on Hong Kong's medical system. Michelle Choi is an experienced obstetrician who's feeling the pressure.
Yes, we have been actually quite stressed with all the booking requests for private beds in the hospitals because there are many people who would like to deliver babies in the year of the dragon. And on top of that, we've got a lot of mainland mothers who want to deliver in Hong Kong too.
So all in all, I mean, would you suggest to your patients if they can avoid it to avoid giving birth in the year of the dragon because it seems like such a hassle?
You can't really avoid giving birth in a particular year. It's a very long time. And even if we are not in the year of the dragon, we are already pretty stressed. It's just this is year of the dragon causes about 10% increase in birth rate.
And it's not just the hospitals that are being overwhelmed. The education system, too, is unprepared to deal with the consequences of a dragon boom in a few years' time, says S.K. Jie, a professor at Hong Kong University.
Our schools can't deal with it if the birth rate increases. There won't be room in preschools or primary schools, and there will be more students for every teacher.
So a child may actually be worse off being born in the year of the dragon.
Yes, dragon babies may not receive the same quality of education as children born in other years.
This is 3-year-old Ashley. She's a rat in the Chinese calendar. Her mum, Catherine Mok, a thoroughly modern woman, is pregnant again. She'd postponed her second pregnancy for more than a year to make sure that this time she would have a baby who commands instant respect from family and friends.
Other sign, like probably rat or pig. Or pig.
Or dog.
It's just a small joke. It's no big deal. But still, people will make joke about it.
That idea, that dragons are somehow special, seems ingrained in Chinese culture. It explains why, despite the obstacles they'll face, dragon babies are likely to be treated as the leaders of the future.
That report from the BBC's Juliana Liu. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with a report from Alabama as storms pound the region in the Midwest. Here and Now.